Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we will discuss Carl Jung. Now Carl Jung was a Swiss psychologist and psychiatrist who founded something called analytic psychology. Okay, analytic psychology. His dates are between 1875 to 1961. Okay, 1875 to 1961. And his work has been influential in psychiatry as well as in the study of religion, literature and some related fields. Now, Carl Jung was the son of a philologist and pastor. And in his childhood, he had an amazing imagination. And from an early age, he observed the behavior of his parents and teachers, which he tried to resolve. And in his childhood, he was concerned about his father's failing belief in religion. And due to this, he tried to communicate with his father his own experiences of God. But neither the son nor the father succeeded in understanding each other. And later on, in his teenage days, Carl Jung read a lot of books on philosophy. And later on, he studied at the University of Zurich, where he completed his MD. And he studied medicine and became a psychiatrist. And at university, he studied many patients' peculiar and illogical responses to stimulus words and found that they were caused by emotionally charged clusters of associations withheld from the consciousness of the patients because of their disagreeable or immoral or frequently sexual content. And he used the word which is now very famous called complex. Okay, complex to describe such conditions. And this is also a word which he coined, complex. Now, after studying in the University of Zurich and after carrying out many researches, then came the phase in Carl Jung's life with the association with Sigmund Freud. And many of the researches that Carl Jung carried out already established him as a psychiatrist of international repute. And between the years 1907 to 1912, okay, 1907 to 1912, he became Sigmund Freud's close collaborator. But later on, partly due to temperamental reasons and partly because of differences of viewpoint, this collaboration between Carl Jung and Sigmund Freud ended. And Carl Jung differed with Sigmund Freud largely over the insistence of Freud on the sexual basis of neurosis. Okay, because this is quite famous, the sexual basis of neurosis as propounded by Sigmund Freud. And because of these differences, Carl Jung, he resigned from the presidentship of the International Psychoanalytic Society in 1914. But what are his contributions to the field of psychoanalysis or psychiatry? His first achievement was to differentiate between two classes of people according to attitude types. One he called extraverted or outward looking, and the other he called introverted or inward looking. Later he differentiated four functions of the mind between thinking, feeling, sensation and intuition. Okay, thinking, feeling, sensation and intuition. And he said that one or more of these generally tend to predominate in any person. And as I said earlier that as a young boy, Carl Jung had an amazing imagination. And not just imagination, but the dreams that he saw or the fantasies which came to him enabled him to develop his ideas in the field of psychiatry and analytic psychology. And later on, he developed the idea of the collective unconscious. And we can understand what collective unconscious is if we also study the idea of archetypes as propounded by Carl Jung. And in the words of Carl Jung, archetypes are instinctive patterns which have a universal character and are expressed in behavior and images. Now in the field of analytic psychology, what are the ideas propounded by or given by Carl Jung? One very famous idea, as I said, is called archetype. What is an archetype? After that, the idea of the collective unconscious. Another important idea is complex. Okay, the idea of complex. Then one more important idea which Carl Jung has given is called individuation. Okay, individuation. Now let me define these ideas briefly so that you can understand what the meaning of these four important things are. Now what is collective unconscious? Now collective unconscious consists of universal heritable elements common to all humans, which is distinct from other species. Now you might argue that there are many things that we inherit, but something which is common to all human beings since the time of evolution. So all the thoughts, emotions, fears, which nobody teaches us since childhood, but somehow all of us know all of that. All of us react in a certain way or a particular way Despite the fact that we may belong to different genders, we may belong to different countries, we may belong to different races or communities or religions, despite that, there is something common that can be found in all human beings at the level of consciousness. After that, what is complex? Okay, what is the phrase complex as used by Carl Jung? Now, to define it simply, it is the repressed organization of images and experiences that governs perception and behavior. Okay, repressed organization of images and experiences that governs our perception and behavior. That is what is called complex. Uske baad, individuation. Okay, so individuation ka kya matlab hota hai? Now, a basic definition can be the process of fulfillment of each individual, which negates neither the conscious nor the unconscious position, but does justice to both of them. So, taking into account the conscious and the unconscious position. Now, ek aur important cheez hai, archetype. What is an archetype? Now, this is a concept which has been borrowed from the field of anthropology, and it basically denotes some universal and recurring mental images or themes. Okay? Universal and recurring mental images or themes in human beings or in cultures. That is what an archetype is. And one more thing which I pointed out at the beginning was that Carl Jung's idea of extroverted and introverted personalities. This is also the contribution of Carl Jung. So, from an exam point of view, make sure you know about the contributions of Carl Jung with respect to the field of psychology. And there is a difference between psychoanalysis, which is mostly related to Sigmund Freud, and analytic psychology, which is something associated generally with Carl Jung. Another thing which you should keep in mind is that both of these personalities worked with each other as collaborators, but due to some disagreement, they parted ways. And what was the disagreement? It was Sigmund Freud's insistence on the sexual basis of neurosis. And Carl Jung is also known for his development of new methods of psychotherapy or psychotherapeutic methods. And some of the important works of Carl Jung, where he mentions all his ideas, are The Psychology of the Unconscious, okay, The Psychology of the Unconscious, which came out in 1912. After that, Psychology and Religion, okay, Psychology and Religion, which came out in 1938. After that, Memories, Dreams, Reflections, which came out in 1962. Okay, so from an exam point of view, make sure you know about the important works of Carl Jung, the ideas which he has contributed to the field of psychology, and how analytic psychology is different from psychoanalysis of Sigmund Freud.